Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I have Debawati on call with me. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi. This is Red FM. The show is called Morning Number One. Debawati, what's your question regarding the general elections of 2019?
Yeah, the question is, my parents have the voter's ID from Guwahati, but they're staying here from last 3 years. So, and they wanted to vote from here because they'll not be able to go to Guwahati at this moment.
Okay.
So what do I do in that case?
You can get them to vote out of Bangalore, Karnataka. What you need to do is just, do they have any residence proof?
Yeah, my dad only has a bank account here.
That's okay.
My mom doesn't have anything.
You have a residence proof?
Yeah, I do have a residence proof.
And you have a document to establish your relationship with your parents?
Yes, I do have.
So then your residence proof applies to your mother and your father. They need to put an ID proof and a proof of a relation to you, and your residence proof if they're living with you. It's a fairly simple process. I've just sent you the link to the official website.
Okay, so that would be like the other election card also remains valid, but for the time being, they can vote from here since they're here, right?
No, it's a transfer they take to Bangalore. You can't have two voter ID cards.
Oh, it's a transfer to Bangalore.
Yeah, so they'll be voting from Bangalore now.
Okay.
And okay, then if they want to go back to Guwahati, they'll have to apply. You can't have two voter ID cards, right? For two different
reasons. I know we cannot have two voter ID cards, but I thought that if there is any options, you know, where you have the voting right, like because it's all over India, it's anything like applicable.
See, the thing is, what you can do is, you can, when they decide to go back to Guwahati, they can apply for Guwahati. This process is very simple. When you do it for Bangalore, you'll realize how simple it is. They've made it all online. You just have to submit a few documents, and when they go back after 4-5 years or for the next elections after 10 years and they want to vote out of Guwahati, they can reapply from there. It's not that they can't ever apply and vote out of Guwahati again, but that previous voter ID card would be null and void.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I understand the process here in Bangalore is quite faster and it would work out, but the problem is in Guwahati, it might be a little tough once again to go back.
Yeah, but it's a problem you have to deal with only after 5 years, at least for general elections. Assembly elections is a different story. So you'll have to take a call as a family and see how you want to go about this.
Yeah, maybe I'll just check with my mom if they're fine to transfer it over here.
Do that. It's a very simple process and there's enough time. So you can around, say, discuss and take it forward.
Yeah, sure.
I've anyway sent you the link. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Morning number one, bed, Disha.
Morning number one, bed, Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. Disha.